Hallelujah. Let's say something tonight and allow God to have his way. And this is very, very important. Most Christians and even ministers have not laid the desired emphasis on the theme of this program. Making your calling and election sure, but this time he's added the manifestation of the Spirit. Every joint must supply. I heard it. Every joint must. Thank you, Jesus. Every joint must. And I was wondering, why must? Every joint must. Listen, church. This is a fact that you must understand. Once you are born again, and you are not born again until you have received the Holy Ghost. Ask your neighbor, are you born again? Say it again. Are you born again? Are you afraid of your neighbor? Ask him. Tap your neighbor. Make sure your neighbor answers you. Hallelujah. Anytime we are talking revelation now, Bride of Jesus Christ, we are talking Bible. Anytime you say, I am born again, it means you are saying, I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have received your visa for heaven. No Holy Ghost, no rapture. If only preachers will understand the fact of this statement, the most important message from any pulpit and the most emphasized message from all pulpits must be the issue of going to heaven. Church, you are not going to heaven because you don't fornicate. I'm saying something. You are not going to heaven because you don't steal. You don't lie. You are not going to heaven. There are Muslims that will not steal. There are Americans. Make I leave this Muslim alone first. There are Americans that will not lie. We not steal, we not fornicate, but they don't believe there is a God. It is not about being good. It's not about being good. Hallelujah. No matter how clean you are, and you desire to go to America, to UK, to any of these countries that you desire to go, at the point of entry, they will not ask you, have you ever stolen? Are you a robber in your country you're coming from? Which tribe do you speak in your country? Nobody wants to look at the dress you wore. There is something they are looking at, looking for. What are they looking for? Your visa. It is your visa that will entitle you to go in. Nobody is going in the rapture. This is the reason why grave could not hold Jesus Christ captive. Hallelujah. Can we open it? Verse 11, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. This is the assurance. He said, but if, oh glory be to God. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. What is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead? What is that spirit? It's the Holy Ghost. The assurance. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do what? quicken your mortal bodies by what? By that same spirit that dwelleth in you. I am a Christian. That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Can we read it again? Verse 9. I am a Christian. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You are not of Christ if you don't have his spirit. You are not your father's child if you don't have his blood in you. Make your calling and election sure. Amen. Anybody professing Christianity and you cannot be sure that you have received the Holy Ghost, you are wasting your time and it is dangerous. You don't assume it. Don't assume it. And it is not by confession, by saying, I am born again. I keep saying it. Keep saying it. Believe it. Believe it. Say it in your heart. Confess it to your mouth. And then you become a Christian. Now lie, yo. It's not like that, though. We keep emphasizing that. But for now, in the next few minutes, let me explain this to you. And then let God work on some people in our midst. This night, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost for the first time. Let that person answer me, amen. This night, somebody that has never had the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this night, you are going to have that experience. Somebody here, you will have that experience tonight. You have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, you will know he can touch you. And he will touch you. I say he will touch you. Again, he will touch you. If that person answer me, amen. Even now as I'm speaking, he will touch you. Even now as I'm speaking, he will touch you. Even now as I am speaking, as it happened in the house of Cornelius, while I am here speaking, thank you, Father. While I am here speaking, so that you will know that God is here. So that you will know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sit down. Like bottles. Standing like bottles, open, ready to be cocked. That's how you are appearing before me. Bottles, empty bottles, line up to be filled. Father, fill those bottles. This night, they are your people. This night, even while I am here speaking. And the Holy Ghost is not theory, it's not English, it's not grammar, it's practical. Listen carefully so that you understand what the Lord wants to do here tonight. The attention or focus of this year's camp is for those who have received the Holy Ghost, but they don't even know who they are. They don't even know their position in Christ. That is the focus. Can we open Ephesians chapter 4? Let's read it from verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4. From verse 7. But unto every one of us that are born again. Listen carefully. This teaching, you will not find it in a bookshop. You will not find it in a bookshop. This is the carcass where the eagles are gathered. For unto every one of us is given grace grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. We are reading up to verse 16 or so. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. And verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry of reconciliation, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom, that's where I'm going, from whom, from Jesus Christ, the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that, is joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. Every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The theme says every joint must supply. What is the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's open it again. Hallelujah. From verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Listen carefully. When we talk about the body of Christ, how do you become part of that body of Christ? Verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. How do you become a member of the body of Christ? He said, you are baptized into that body. You don't join the body. That's the mistake most people do. Amen. You don't go and join a church and say you are born again. You are not born again by being a member of any church. You are born again. Amen. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen carefully. He said, this is how he wants to describe Christ. You can read it on and on to the end. He speaks it, one body, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe if I use you, you'll be sharper. You are weak, isn't it? Stand up, let me use you. Maybe when I finish, that way one force your eye close, go come out. Come. Where you come from?
Akwa Ibom.
Akwanga?
Akwa Ibom State.
Akwa Ibom. Face the church. What's your name?
Brian Ani.
Eh?
Brian Ani.
Vienna.
Ryan. Yes.
Are you a Nigerian? Are you a Nigerian?
Yes.
Ryan. Sister Ryan. If I say Sister Ryan, come. Stop. Now, but this Sister Ryan is one body. But this one Sister Ryan has many members. See the members. This is the member of that hand, that body. Her eye, when they close, the time where they talk, is another member. Her leg is another member. Her ear is another member. Even her mouth is another member. If you read down, Apostle Paul says, some members of this one body, some are visible and some are not even visible. And he said, even the ones, some of the ones that are not visible, they are even more important. Like the heart. If the heart stops to function, what will happen to the body? And so, the same thing. Apostle Paul, if you read it further, he said, if one part of her body suffer, he said, the whole body will suffer. Correct? Then he said, that is how Christ is. That is the body of Christ. Now, when you come into the body, you are born into that one body, but you come as a member in particular. So when you say you are born again, you are coming to fit into the body, maybe as the hand. Why? The hand is supposed to supply something to this body. That is why, hallelujah, he said, every joint, this is a joint. This is a joint, the leg. Every part here that make up that one body, makes up that one body of Christ. But with different members, every member has something to supply to the well-being of this one body, Christ. And you need to understand that. Now, he's saying that if the hand say, I am not of the body, I am not of the body, because you say so, does it mean you are not of the body? You are there. Amen. You are there, but you are only refusing to function. That's why he said every joint must supply. Praise the Lord. If one part of your body suffer, every part of the body will suffer. And that's why we have problem in the body of Christ. The day we understand this, and I understand it, understand that you are a part. Discover which part do I belong. That part that you are, the work you are doing in that body, defines your ministry. Oh, glory be to God. When you come to me, Daddy, they say, I have call, but I don't know my call. How can hand say you don't know the work we're supposed to do for this body? So the first thing I tell you is, no, sir, you are not called. You are not called. Amen. Praise the Lord. How can I say I don't know the part, I don't know my work for this body? Because they have, sent a lot of confusion in making us understand what the true body of Christ is. That's why you see jealousy, you see rancor, confusion, fight in the body of Christ. And it shouldn't be like that. When people don't understand the body of Christ, understand scripture, understand ministry, they will always have problem. I'm telling you this. When this church moved from Mapoluku to this place, I've shared it with you several times. I say, we met Lord Choosing Church. A very, very, very big ministry. And we were very, very small. We were just maybe 1/10 of the size of this hall. But they will not let us rest. Here, fight. Here, block. Here, this. We put this. And me that know my Bible, I was confused how that two churches will be fighting. I was confused. How can we say we are Christians serving the same master? Imagine Minister of Agriculture fighting with Minister of Finance, appointed by the President, confirmed by the Senate. What are they fighting for? So I was confused. Something is wrong somewhere. What is it that is wrong? It's understanding of the ministry. So when I had opportunity to meet Lazarus Mocha on the road here, I had to ask him. There was prophecy given before we moved here. Sorry, a comment from a revelation somebody saw. Pastor, we saw you move. He said, we heard that you are going to Ejesha. Ah, Lord choosing, we swallow up your whole members. And I could not understand such a statement. So when I met him, I told him, I said, sister, okay, you can go now. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Now I'm saying this and it will help you. I'm telling you it will help you. It will solve one problem. It will solve the problem that pastors have with members. When members decide to leave their church, you fight them, you even curse them. A true pastor won't do that. Do you know why? It is from an understanding. It's from an understanding. This is the understanding. I said, I told Lazarus Mocha. I said, look, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. If God has called me to be a shepherd, he will bring my sheep to me. Hallelujah. And I told Lazarus Mocha, sorry, I'm calling him. I'm sorry. But is Lazarus Mocha not a man of God? Apostle Paul is not a man of God. And if I call Apostle Paul and I call Mocha, what is wrong with it? Are they not all servants of God? Okay, so I can call Mocha now. Mocha. Listen. Praise the Lord. No, I'm telling you what happened. And I told him, I said, when I was moving here, this is what they told me. And I said, if I have been holding your own sheep in Mafoluku, now that we have come here, God will cause your sheep that I've been holding to hear your voice and locate their shepherd. They will move to Lord Chuzi. But, sir, if you have been holding my sheep, I have come here. They will hear my voice and they will leave your church and come to me. And there should be no fight there. Ministry is not business. And I am not going to occupy any special position in heaven because I have a large church. What God rewards is faithfulness with what he has committed into your hands. So all these funny things they do to increase crowd, all these ones that will not speak the truth so that plenty of people will come, is because you don't even understand the master you are serving. If he's your master. So this is what I'm saying. The hand has a function as your gift. The leg has its own function. The work the hand, the leg does, is it the same work the hand does? So why will the hand be jealous of the leg? Something is wrong. Oh, glory be to God. A pastor is not a prophet. Why are pastors afraid of allowing prophets in their churches? Especially enter message churches. Because you feel that attention will move to that man. And attention will no more come to you. A gift rising up in the church becomes a threat to the ministry. I can tell you, that pastor does not know his position in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you stay where God has called you and remain in your calling, you don't function by some dry fasting always. You don't stress in operating that gift. Because you are in where God has placed you. Praise the Lord. I hear pastors. I hear even prophets. They go and stay in the mountain for how many months? What are you doing? God didn't call you. God didn't call you. If you have to go to the mountain. Did you go to the mountain before he gave you the call? When Jesus Christ was leaving his disciples, before you go into the ministry, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What he told them before Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, go and tarry until you are endued with the power from on high. Wait, tarry in Jerusalem. He didn't even tell them, don't think that they went to the upper room because it is upper. They chose to just stay there undisturbed. They didn't even understand what was going to happen. Well, Master said we should wait. Day one, day two, till 9 days left, he never come. But they still remain there. The Master said we should wait. Even prayer points, he didn't give them prayer points. He said just wait until. They were sitting down there. Only God knows what was going on in that type of fellowship. 120 of them in that upper room for 10 days. But on the 10th day, it was a surprise to them as it was a surprise to inhabitants of Jerusalem. Something happened. And after that, evangelists took their position. Prophets took their position. Teachers took their position. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He gave some apostles, some prophets. He is the one that gives. No man can give you ministry. Your ministry is determined by the Holy Ghost that you have received. And then it is defined by the gift that you operate. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Amen. And don't think that I'm going to minister any gift to you. No. I want you to discover what you already have if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And once you discover, stay there. Stay in your calling. The Bible says so. Stay in your calling. That is where you will grow. If you go, that's why I say, a prophet cannot be a pastor. The grace for a pastor is not given to a prophet. The pastor of Bride Assembly, who am I here? Prophet Thomas Nwoke. Pastor, and then his prophet, Thomas Nwoke, and he's the pastor of Bride Assembly, Okigwe, and he's the pastor, and then they address him as prophet. It's confusion. Praise God. Praise the Lord. It is to supply something to the body. To supply something to the body. This sign shall follow them that believe. People don't understand that verse. In my name, they will cast out devils. Listen, people don't understand. Everybody cannot cast out devil. They will speak in new tongue. Everybody cannot speak in new tongue. They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. Everybody cannot heal the sick. What he's saying is, among us as we are like this, this size will be among us because we shall be complete. If anybody is sick, there will be people among us here. When they lay hand on them, they will be healed. There will be intercessors for speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There will be people under them. There will be signs and wonders that will take place. Working of miracles. Hallelujah. There will be people that will position them with powerful gift of the word of knowledge. Any bad thing that wants to happen, they will see it. Among them. They are not saying that every believer must lay hand on the sick and they will be nothing like that. There are some that will have healing gifts. Some will have the gift of faith, working on miracles, speaking in tongues. And some have even interpretation of that tongue. Some with the word of knowledge. They see vision, they dream dreams. They hear audible voice. They have inspiration. They hear the voice of the Spirit in their own spirit man. All. And when you have a church that allows this to function, Satan is in trouble. That church becomes complete. The enemy cannot just smuggle in and carry somebody. Lie. And the gifts of the Spirit, when you have received the Holy Ghost, these gifts, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 of them, it is the manifestation of the Spirit. It is the Spirit that is in you that is manifesting. Manifesting. Can we read it now? From verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And he added, but all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing himself to every man severally as he will. Praise the Lord. When you have received the Holy Ghost, he manifests. He manifests. So what is your gift if you are born again?